and you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you, trying to get the computer to work. The stupid sound card is messed up, so hopefully this won't be intermittently like that. So hopefully it'll sound decent. Stupid sound card. But otherwise, things are going peachy, thanks to all of you who sent words of encouragement when I was in the hospital. I wasn't sick. I was with my mother, who was in the hospital for a month, and that utterly sucked. That wasn't cool at all. I'd like to thank Cooper X for filling in last week, and I'd like to thank Zach and Recharge, who helped out. That was a cool show. Hope you listened to it. It wasn't part of the RFC On Your Site affiliate program, so if you listen on an RFC On Your Site affiliate, you might want to go back and listen to the show at tfradio.net. It was a bit vulgar, I'd say, so if you have small children, you might not want to listen, but it was pretty funny, I thought, anyway, and all the comments have been positive, so I think everybody liked that. I haven't received any death threats personally, so who knows. On the show this week, we have some more Ouija goodness. For those of you who don't know, a Ouija is the Internet Relay Chat on Dalnet. That is the, it's the place where all the cool trans fans hang out. Most of the guys are cool. There's some, you know, losers there, you know, like Goldimus Prime and a couple others. But otherwise, Ouija is a cool, fun place. And basically, we sit there and talk trash about people. No, we talk about Transformers. Well, we talk trash about people, too, but it's mostly about Transformers. basically, but the Ouija guys basically helped out. Rapido sent in a review of the Beast Wars DVD. Hooper X did his Point the Blame versus the ATT Buzz. It's been so long since I've done this that my brain is jello. And Megatron 33 did something video games related, I believe. And as all of you know, I like video games. I play them. I have way too many. I just got an Xbox this week, or last week. It's really, really cool. Hi there, Xbox, you beautiful black beast, you. It's great. It's large enough to scare small children. It's based basically on a PC architecture. It's got a GeForce 3. It's a GeForce 3 card, basically. It has like a pixel shader that the GeForce 3 doesn't. It's got like, I think it's a 700 megahertz Pentium 3 processor. It's basically a PC. Stripped down. It's running Windows 2000. It's a really neat system, and I chose it over the Nintendo GameCube because basically there's nothing on the GameCube right now that I want. I do want Mario Sunshine or whatever it'll eventually be called, and the new Zelda game. But really, that's about it. Most of the games on the system right now don't interest me. Let's get back to Transformers, shall we? Since I've been away, lots of stuff has came out. New basics, which the Spy Changers, it's like the little Ultra Magnus and the little Optimus Prime. Also, the Spy Changer X-Bron and the Spy Changer Scourge, which is probably the coolest toy ever. I don't have it yet, and I want it. We've also received word that Scourge is coming out as a Toys R Us exclusive. Other things, too, that... Armada. Yes, Armada. How could I forget that? Armada looks really cool. I personally don't want to get into it until I know more, because since I've been home, I haven't focused on Transformers hardly at all. I haven't bought a new Transformer since I got the Train Bots, Bullet Train team. I've just basically been out of it. So, until I get my bearings straight, I'm probably going to be very thin on RFCs, like I have been. I probably need to do some cramming before I actually do much of anything in the way of segments, because I'm kind of getting fuzzy on things. My brain isn't quite what it used to be. And that's not saying a lot. But it is good to be back behind the microphone, even if the microphone isn't working too well. But I do have a really pretty stand now. It's nice and black. It's beautiful. It's cast iron instead of the thing that I cobbled together out of wood and a coat hanger. Yes, I was using that for a while. Not on the show. I actually never got to use that. It's a shame, though, because it was something. And let's get things started with Rapido and his review of the Beast Wars DVD.
Hi, this is Larry DiTilio, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
This guy's got bearings of chrome steel.
Hello, folks. This is Jose Negron, aka Rapido, with a few words about the latest Transformers offering from Rhino, Beast Wars Volume 1. This volume contains 6 episodes on the one disc. The disc, it comes packaged in a basic plastic disc case with an image of the Maximals on the front and a listing of the episodes contained on the disc on the back side, along with the original air date and episode blurb. The liner note is just a one-sided, one-page scene index. Nice graphic, I guess, but pretty basic. On this disc, you get Beast Wars Part 1, Part 2, The Web, Equal Measures, Chain of Command, and Power Surge. Costs you about $20, give or take a few bucks. Once you load up the disc, and after you go through the usual Rhino intro, you get an episode selection screen, along with the option to play all episodes. And select between stereo and 5.1 surround sound. That's pretty much it, besides the scene selection for the individual episodes themselves. And that's sort of a shame. No bonuses to speak of, and only the 6 episodes available just in general. If it had been released with a second disc, with 6 or 7 episodes on that second disc, I would have paid for it. But I guess we'll just have to wait.
Just no pleasing some people.
No, sorry, Primal. Scene selection just isn't a bonus. Now, the first time I really became aware of the Beast Wars cartoon and toy line was around the time the Transmetals were out. So by then, of course, the first season of Beast Wars had come and gone. Although I did manage to catch some of the reruns. DVD gives me or anyone in the same similar position a chance to sit down, relax, and watch these episodes. Really watch these episodes. And I find I'm enjoying them more than a lot of G1 original Transformers episodes. So how do you like that? One of the things I really like is the back and forth dialogue between some of the characters, which I find pretty funny, and also the thought of Ian Corlett actually mouthing Cheetor's growls makes me chuckle just a bit.
Oh, I like you, pussycat. Yes.
Quality-wise, the visual and the audio is definitely there. Fortunately, to the point where you can really see the simple rendering of the backgrounds and the environments in which the Beast Warriors live and fight in. Fortunately, this sort of thing improves as the Beast War series progresses. Now, I imagine some people wondering whether or not the disc contains episodes in the entirety or if they've been somehow edited a la Fox Kids.
Excuse my error message.
Well, without having the original episodes on tape to compare against, I can't really say. I didn't notice anything too disruptive in terms of scene transitions and that sort of thing. But I did notice two things. The opening and closing credits, they seem to be missing an extra Beast Wars or two. You know, the chorus where they scream out Beast Wars, rah couple of those are missing. And in Power Surge, particularly, this transition phase don't seem to be there. Should you buy this disc? Yeah, sure. If you're Beast Wars fans, definitely. There are no bonuses to speak of, true, but the visual audio quality of the episodes themselves make the disc worth having. It's much better than having copies on VHS, that's for sure. I hope to see more Beast Wars episodes, obviously, as well as Beast Machines in the not too distant future, like 2002, hopefully. Well, thanks for listening, folks. This is once again Jose Negron reporting for RFC. And yes, I do miss Beast Wars. Laters.
And thank you there, Rapido. I want the Beast Wars DVDs because I like Beast Wars and I like DVDs. It's just the perfect combination of media. Actually, I need to get the Transformers Season 1 box set. I don't know. Is it going to be $60 or $90? Has anybody ever figured that out? The original word was that it was going to be something like $100 for the first season, which is insane. And I've seen lately that it's going to be $50 or $60. I really hope it's the latter because season one is really not worth $50, really. I think it's worth it if just for the fact that it's Transformers, but the show itself kind of stinks. G1 season one is pretty lame. It's just sort of boring. It's not as bad as season two. Season two is pure utter crap, and I know I'm gonna make somebody mad out there, but it's true. Season two is bad. It's boring. It's stupid. Season three though. Season three is pure solid gold, and I hope everybody out there who's just a casual fan who thinks that Optimus Prime is the biggest baddest person who has ever lived, go and watch G1 season three. The show is vastly superior. I mean, the stories, the acting, the plots, everything, the writing—it's phenomenal. Season three rocks. That's the box set that I want. G1 season three, Fighter Flea, The Ultimate Weapon, Web World—that's the stuff. Now let's get to Hooper X with his rendition of "Point the Blame" versus the ATT Buzz. It's kind of dated material, but who cares?
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the internet.
So, hey kids, it's none other than your ever-loving blue-eyed Hooper X, and I'm not alone today. I have some special guests here in the studio, if you will. Come over here, come over here, come over here, come over here. Mike's right there. So, step
Hi,
up and
Mike.
introduce yourself. Introduce yourself to Mike and the kids at home.
Hi, kids at home. My name is Recharge. My name always is.
Hi, Zach.
Gundam Hi, Zach.
Yes. So,
Hello.
we're all live and loud and very much obnoxious coming to you here from the home of Point the Blame in my spacious bedroom.
Actually, I think we're the ATT Buzz this week because John's not doing one.
We're the ATT Buzz? Excellent. Let's see. Let's open up ATT and see what we got. I've got mail. Hey. Not bad. Okay, Alt Toys Transformers.
Stuff you've already seen.
Yeah.
I actually had a few points of interest we wanted to look for. We remember what it is now.
Armada. Let's talk about Armada for a little while.
Okay.
Without spoiling anything, it's a new show and
new comic.
New comic and Autobots and Decepticons and
it seemed to have a Hooks toy.
Yeah, they have a Hooks toy. The whole mini con concept, whatever that may turn out to be, some kind of a Power Master thing, maybe. I don't know.
We have chibi toys.
Yeah, they're the chibi toys. They're the little cutesy. Yeah, let me open these up and show them to Zach real quick. I don't think Zach's seen them.
Here is a Hooks toy. J Hooks X has his own G.I. Joe figure.
Yes, it comes
with a hat and everything.
It comes with the Brawler. Pick up the Brawler and its giant rotary gun of death.
See, the only reason
fun
I
toy.
Come to Hoops' house is to play with all of his neat toys. His room is just amazing, really.
I've got lots of toys. There we go. Aren't those great?
Gorilla Bot and
Firebot and whatever the other one's name is, and Cheetor.
And where was the supposed record symbol?
Right there. Yeah, kinda. I can kinda see it. For those of you at home who don't have these pictures, yeah, you suck. You're SOL.
American Images. What was the URL there? They're on ATT. Go to ATT. Armada Preview. Especially this little joke that some moron
completely misled. Yeah, it's on ATT, so you can find it there. The thing I wanted to talk about is on...
Special thanks Artie and Oli, who originally found the pictures.
Yeah.
Artie Annel,
whatever. Charge is giving way more credit than I am here. I'm just saying, look at the pictures are on ATT. He's trying to give props to who found them.
Well, Walkie gave props, so I figured I better. I'm parroting what Walkie parodied.
Okay. Yeah, here it is on Alt Toys Classic Moderated. In case you didn't know, I'm sure if you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, you're probably familiar with Raksha at least in some regards.
And we're sorry for you. For the record, I consider myself a friend of Raksha
She's a nice person. She seems like a very nice person. But there's been this recent thread where she's been discussing this. They call her the Lady in Purple, and what is Zach? You're a third party. You haven't seen this before. Come over here and tell me. What that looks like to you. I'm looking at the image that's on her website. That character, right above Thundercracker and Skywarp. But does it look girly to you?
It's purple.
But beyond being purple, that's the lady in purple.
No. It's just as girly as any of the other Seekers.
True.
Well, there's a few softer edges, and she's kind of more... She had her chest bumps colored in, okay? Looks a little more petite than your average Seeker.
Yeah, but is she an animation error or what?
Complete animation error. If you want to dub... I'd say if anybody that wants to dub a character out of it, just check
under the content, see what's in there, you'll figure it out.
There's nothing wrong with making a fanfic and speculating on animation errors. Just, again, don't try to claim it as right. Has to be a Seeker female, and it has a name from a mother.
You know, Zach, I'm really not sure you should use the word cockpit in regards to a female Decepticon. Turn that off.
It's a very professional produced show.
Right? That's right. We are extremely professional. Do not attempt this at home. So what I was saying to Charge here is, Raksha says, okay, this lady in purple, she's a female Seeker, and she's a medic. A female Seeker medic.
Decepticon medic.
Female Decepticon Seeker medic. You know, that's just like my fan character bingo card filled out right there.
Bingo.
Wow. Thank you, Raksha. Let's see. Who else can we insult in our... Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Go read Sussy's latest diatribe on the Ouija board about Raksha's last essay. If you want to see some hateful diatribe. We can trick troop in the Ouija channel.
Some people got some hate.
I enjoy it personally, but Ezzy has some hate. You want to do a little?
We can talk about Ezra Fail. Salamander, whatever he's called. I don't think people who are listening at home would really know what we're talking about. But
he wrote. Well, he nothing big, but he just has a fanfic about Raksha and Skyplay, which he's attempting to be hateful and mean to them and trying to be funny, but he failed with the funny part.
Well, yeah, because he isn't funny.
It wasn't posted in. He admits it sucks, but yet he posted it anyway.
Masochism, I suppose. I got a cryotech, and you don't. So, haha. You have cryotech?
Yeah, cryotech.
Excellent.
My target has like.
Recharge's target has like 20 cryotechs, so you can get home if you want one.
Chapel Hill in Douglasville, Georgia. Like 20 cryotechs.
No, there you go. Douglasville, Georgia. Get down there. Hey.
1 mile from my house.
Hey. Let's see. What else? Any bright ideas?
What? The 6-page comic.
Yeah. The preview comic is up at wizardworld.com. It's 6 pages of two guys walking through the snow and talking, bitching at each other, yeah. But it's apparently a lead into the new Dreamwave Transformer series.
Again, Zach is not familiar with it.
Again, Zach has no idea what we're talking about. Hey, Zach, they invented TV a while back there, you know? No,
invention called the
intranet. This is called a computer, Zach. Anyway, I can't find the comic right now.
Basically, it was a preview of the
of the forthcoming Dreamwave comic Transformer series.
There's 5 pages of two guys walking. There's one guy, well, this is spoiling, but...
Yeah, spoilers!
Spoilers, fast forward ahead if you don't want to hear it. At the end, they found Soundwave frozen in the ice. That's the start of the new Dreamwave comic.
It would have been better if it had been Skyfire they found in the ice.
Yeah, why wasn't Soundwave in the end?
Because,
I think this is rumor or speculation. I don't want to say it, because I think it might be speculation.
Yeah, but reportedly there's a good reason for him to be there. Unless they just really drew Skyfire wrong, which would be great, because then Skyflight would be really, really pissed off by that, I think.
Well, I can repeat this, but if I don't say it, I can think it's speculation or not.
People
in the channel will...
Let the kids at home figure it out for themselves.
BotCon, we had a lot of BotCon stuff came up. I don't know if we've done it. There's been 18 buzz in months, so I don't know. We've actually got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm sure John's knows.
That's right.
I'm looking at the old BotCon coming right now.
BotCon is the last weekend in July. Fort Wayne, Indiana. 30th. And I'll be there.
I'll try to be there. I'm in the military. I have no idea where I'll be.
Charge might be there. If you see Zach there, you have to tell him, "Hi, Zach," because it's tradition now.
It's now tradition.
Oh, BotCon page updated with this really, really nice 84 style
catalog
page. Yeah, and you can pre-order Unicron. Ooh. So if you want that giant Unicron statue, there you go. Edit one of those in there later. Yeah.
Everything has her wings down.
In the BotCon comic?
Yeah.
Or in all her appearances? Wings down.
Wings down.
Sorry, Rob Powers.
Actually, I think he mentioned that was a... He had an explanation for that.
Yeah, at BotCon.com, you can indeed see a very nifty catalog. I'm looking at it right now. It's got all the characters on it, and it's something else. Okay, I think that's probably going to be about it. Any last thoughts? Charge? Lean in close to the mic. Come here.
Actually, hopefully I will be doing bits for RFC coming up as soon as I get a mic and recorder on my own computer and I get settled wherever I'm going to be in the next few months.
Excellent. Zach, any comments? Come in closer.
Yeah, Japanese chemical porn is just wrong.
Thank you, Zach. And don't eat too much bacon. Thank you and good night.
And thank you there, Hoop. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Megatron 33.
See this! The Matrix! I now possess that which you most fear! You'll do my bidding, or taste my wrath!
Hello, this is the great Mr. Owl, probably known to you all as Megatron 33. At AOL.com, but we won't talk about that. In any case, I'm going to give a hand to Radio Free Cybertron, Mott Boyg, Brian Kilby. It came to my attention that RFC, it was, well, too much Transformers. And, well, I'm here to change that. At least just this once. If Mob Boy puts this up, anyway. I'm going to be talking about one of the things I do know a lot about, and that is professional wrestling. I'm doing this because I have been out of the loop of Transformers for quite some time, and I don't really have the patience to get caught up again, so I'm going to rant about wrestling. The first topic is probably... The first and foremost topic in wrestling would be the NWO, the New World Order, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hulk Hogan. I hate all three of these guys. I hate Nash. I hate Hogan. I sort of hate Hall, but the hey yo. I like that. Also, I like the jokes about him, so I tend to not give him as much flack. But in any case, all three, particularly Hall and Nash, I hate them because they are terrible, terrible wrestlers. I don't care how much charisma they have, how many dimes they've drawn, what big icons, well, at least Hogan, he was 1,000 years ago. I don't really care about all that. I care about wrestling. I care about the ability to wrestle. Nothing else really matters, though everything else is a plus. But these men, whatever they say on air about them, that's actually true. They are a poison. They are a cancer. And, well, I think looking at WCW's history, looking at the past few years before its untimely demise, that they were really about, I'd say about half of the equation in WCW's demise, Russo and Bischoff also being the major contributors. But these men, these guys really had the power in WCW. And wrestlers having that much power is not a good thing. It's not. Because they'll simply keep themselves in the top storylines. They'll put their friends in the top storylines. They won't let anybody else who isn't part of their group really rise to the top, rise in popularity. They don't want any rivals. So they kept everybody down. They jobbed out Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, Booker T, probably. I don't know. I didn't even watch WCW. This is all secondhand information, so take that for what you will. I still don't like them. What else? I don't really know. I think that's everything in wrestling, or at least for now, at least in the States, since I don't keep up with any of the indies. The only option is Japan. In Japan, there's been a lot and a lot. I'm losing my train of thought. Now I'm just rambling to myself. In any case, in Japan, a lot of turmoil. Antonio Inoki, he is pissed off, he is in power again, and the combination of those two things, it's never a good thing. Currently, his shoot fighting fetish is, well, putting New Japan in the shitter. They lost their most valuable player, Keiji Muto, and they lost their rising star, Satoshi Kojima. Almost lost Tenzan, they almost lost Kanemoto. They lost their the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, Kendo Kashin. And they all lost, they lost those three men, Muto, Kojima, and Kashin, to their rival All Japan. All Japan picked up these three guys through the business dealings of Hiroshi Ase. He's one of the Japanese senators, I believe. Or representative? I don't know. I don't care. Anyway, they picked up these three men who were pivotal to Inoki and All Japan's future. And obviously, Inoki isn't happy about it. The wrestlers are kind of mad, obviously. This just breathed a whole new life into All Japan, which I personally love, because All Japan is currently my favorite promotion, active promotion, ECW being the first, but that's not active anymore. On the downside, now Muto, he is the Triple Crown champion for All Japan. He now has a leverage point in that he jumped to All Japan from New Japan, and now he might use that as leverage as not to job the Triple Crown Championship to my favorite wrestler, Toshiaki Kawada. And this doesn't make me happy, because I'm the biggest Kawada mark you will ever find. Well, probably not, since I don't buy any merchandise. My bastard roommate didn't bring any back. But if he doesn't job to Kawada, I'll be very mad. And who knows, maybe I'll rant about it again on RFC. What else? Okay. I don't know. I should have actually planned for this rather than wandering into Ouija, which I'll give a big shout out to. Ouija! wandering into Ouija and having recharge, Gabrielo, no, I shouldn't say that, recharge says to me, what did he say to me? I don't even remember now. He said, hey, Megs! Megs, go record something wrestly-ish for RFC. Mop is a useless cum mop. Which, well, I can agree with that, even though I don't really know Mop that well. But, hey, who am I to argue? I think I'll talk about video games next, because I have been spending an inordinate amount of time on video games lately, and I'm perusing video game news, almost as much as I peruse wrestling news, but in any case, I'm a firm supporter of Nintendo. I've always liked their products. I've always liked a lot of the games on there, on their systems, on their platforms. Personal favorites, Mega Man games, WWF No Mercy, Dr. Mario is... I am the best player on that ever. Nobody can ever beat me on it. I'll put money on that. Currently, I'm playing Pikmin, Batman Vengeance, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and Super Monkey Ball. All of them, I like the games. Start off with Pikmin. It's quite interesting. Go around with these little flower guys, have them do your dirty work. You subjugate them by throwing them and pulling them out of the ground and throwing them at little creatures and kill them unless the little big thing eats them. You can also drown them. You can make them... You can set them on fire if, well, there's a little flamethrower thingy. They can get crushed. Basically, you can do whatever the hell you want with them. Well, I shouldn't say that, because, well, you can only really do those things I just told you. But it's a very interesting game. I can't really remember the word I wanted to use, but, oh well, too bad for you. Batman Vengeance. It's based on the Batman the Animated Series cartoon, and really... What other option is there for a good Batman game? I mean, you could go to one of the movies, but, well, they sucked. Except maybe the first two. Actually, I like the first two. The first one much more than Batman Forever. But I'm getting off topic. In Batman Vengeance, there's this big plot by the Joker to get rid of Batman, obviously. It also involves Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, and a bunch of no-name thugs. Anyway, it's a first-person... No, not first-person. A third-person perspective... not a side-scroller. That's almost like a first-person... Think of it like a first-person shooter, except you see your own character. You see Batman in front of you. And you just go around, you beat people up, you knock them out with batarangs if you want to, knock them out with electrified batarangs or remote charges, get to use the bat grapple, get to use the Batmobile, the Batplane. No Batboat, though, which kind of disappoints me, because, well, I like boats. You're able to switch to a first-person perspective, and it works. It works. When you enter into combat, it goes into sort of like the 3D fighter kind of game kind of thing. Can't really jump, as far as I know, although you can do moves that will make you jump, but as for making yourself jump, I don't know. Doesn't really matter. Sometimes the computer, it gets nasty, can't hit it, it'll keep blocking, little bastards. And you knock them out, You can handcuff them if you want to. Ooh. I'll do that to some of the Mr. Freeze's little icy bitches. Handcuff them, have my way with them. Anyway, very good game. I recommend it. As well as Pikmin. Super Smash Bros. Melee. I've played a little under 250 versus matches. I like it a lot. But as with all fighting games, I really suck at it once I start getting into the upper levels or play against human opponents. But I still find it fun. Has a bunch of modes, a bunch of special rules and all that. Take what you like, toss whatever else you don't like. A lot of characters. Ah, shit. There's a skunk outside my dormitory. I can smell it spraying somebody. And it's just very unpleasant at the moment. Let me turn my fan off. Okay. Where was I? Super Smash Bros. Melee. Buy it. That's it. It's a good game. Super Smash Bros. Super Monkey Ball. It's hard as hell. I can't do most of the advanced and expert puzzles way beyond my ability. My only really complaint about the game is when you're doing the main game, the camera tends to shift around a lot, and it really makes seeing what you're doing, where you're turning, really hard. Also, the bouncing around, your eyes get lost. But that's only that's the biggest problem. It's quite a big problem. I wouldn't say it's minor, just because whenever you play the main game, it's always going to be there. But on the other hand, you're not going to be playing the main game a lot once you unlock the mini games, and then there are also the party games. Party games I'll start off with. The first one is Monkey Racing. It's a lot of fun. My nephew loves Monkey Racing. I used to like it until my roommate started to beat the snot out of me on it. I mean, I used to be able to pull off victories with a decent amount of work and skill, but now he's just trouncing me, and it's pissing me off. Next is Monkey Fight, which I can still win at. It's quite hectic. I don't know what else to say about it. There's Monkey Target, which I suck at. I think my high score was 160 points. I know the Ouija New Year's Eve contingent. They had a big competition. Little Canadian bastard Bryson won that. You beat Ouija or Spy. Spy, you should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, then the mini games, they have Monkey Billiards, 9 Ball. My roommate, he still beats me at that, but then again, he plays pool, so he knows like the physics of the game. I line up my ball with the target, or with the hole. Maybe it'll go in. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's not really accurate to pool, just because you can make a whole bunch of shots, like bounce the cue off the side and into the ball. You can't do that in pool, apparently. You can also do jump shots in the game, even though you can't do that in pool. Oh well, I don't care. It's another way my roommate could beat the hell out of me with it. I'm rather glad it's not there. Next up is... what is it? Monkey Bowling. I can still beat my roommate at that. Though yesterday I was about to lose, but... well, being the short-tempered bastard I am, I quit the game before he had the chance to roll his ball. Monkey Bowling, it's Pretty accurate to bowling, I would say. Or at least the mechanics of it. But you can get, like, strike. You can break it down to, like, an exact science when you want to get a strike. I mean, every time I put the ball going one direction in one specific spot, I know I can get a strike. So it's not uncommon that you'll get like a turkey or a four banger if you practice a little bit at the game, try and find your little sweet spot like I did. My high score, I think, is 231, 32, somewhere around there. And lastly is Monkey Golf. My roommate still beats the hell out of me on that. I don't know why he keeps beating me at all my games. It's pissing me off. It's also probably pissing him off because I hit him in the arm each time he does. Monkey Golf, I know how to explain. Well, it's like not quite like miniature golf because, like, there's no, like, big, like, windmill kind of thing. But really, like, the landscaping, there's multiple levels, or as in, like, incline and all that. Once you get the hang of it, it's pretty easy, but there are just some where you're just lucky if you make it in to the hole. There are times when, like, you know, many times where you just have to give up at 10 strokes. Oh well. Can't be done. Nothing can be done about that in those levels. Except my bastard roommate who keeps making the shots. That's it for Super Monkey Ball. I recommend it. Not as much for the main game, but for the party games and the mini games, that really makes it. Otherwise, the main game is just way too hard once you get up into the upper levels. What else? Game Boy Advance. Great system. I'll review Golden Sun, just because that's the one I'm playing right now. It's like your normal RPG. Has little variations on the battle system, but it's all pretty much the same. Get the hang of it really quickly. It's a great game. I don't know why. It just is. Storyline, well, storylines, you're never really going to get like a really, like a storybook kind of thing or a classic novel, but you're going to get a good game out of this. It's well worth, I think I spent $30 on it. Yeah, 35, somewhere around there. Worth every penny. You'll get about, well, I'm probably over 25 hours on it right now. I still haven't beaten it. So, maybe you'll get like 30, 35 hours out of it, maybe. It depends on how fast you do things. I personally, I'm afraid to say this, but I use game FAQs. And I'm still not done. Though I attribute that to like I don't really build a lot of levels. I don't stop and build levels like some people do. I used to do that with Final Fantasy III, but with this one I just kept going through, and then a couple days ago I finally got to a really tough boss and I got my ass handed to me. So now I have to go back, do some level building, get more what they call gins or ginny, depending on the reading spelling that you choose. The ginny, they're a lot like the summons of other RPGs. The only thing is that you have to first you set them onto a character if you want to, and that'll, when you use that ginny in battle, it'll have some effect, like some will damage the enemy, put some kind of effect on an enemy, heal your party, raise your defense, that kind of good shit. Once you use them, then you can now summon the element they represent, or not really element, the, yeah, whatever. You could summon Mercury, because that's the Mercury Djinns, you summon that. The Wind Ones, I don't remember the name. The Venus Djinni, which are Earth elements. Mars. Jupiter. Jupiter, that's the other one. And once you... If you release several Djinni of the same type, then you're able to summon more powerful monsters. Or just more creatures or whatever. So, like, if you get two of the same Djinni, you can summon an even bigger creature. Three, even bigger. Four is the highest, as far as I know of. Assigning Djinni to your characters will change their class. It'll raise their battle attributes. They'll allow them to learn spells. But on the other hand, if you start putting other Djinni on other characters, you'll lose spells. There's some that simply won't gain any spells if you put a certain couple spells, even if you put the right Djinni on there. Well, play it, you'll see. I haven't really run into any problems with that, because any of the spells that you do need in the game, you can change your Djinni around. You're not really in battle, so you just change it around, get the spell that you need, use it, change it back to whatever you want. So it's not really that much of a problem. That's about it on the video game ends. Might as well tell you what I'm looking forward to. Let me find my list. No, that's my class schedule. Here we go. Phantasy Star Online. I've heard many good things about it, particularly from Ouija, or just simply hearing them talk about the multiplayer games that they have had. I really want to get in on that, but I don't know who in the channel is getting it, so you people have to let me know. Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. I don't really like that type of game, that I think it is kind of like the Resident Evil kind of style game. Not necessarily for like the darker aspects of it, but mainly because I suck at those games. Trying to battle things, too many things that'll pop up and kill you. I don't like that. I want to have, like, unlimited bullets and all that kind of shit. But, oh well. WrestleMania X8. Well, 18. From THQ/JackSpecific. I'm hoping that this wrestling game, it at least follows the control style of THQ's No Mercy. Because that is a great, great control system. The only one better is the Fire Pro control style. Anyway, control style, that's really going to make or break the game as far as I'm concerned, because I never really liked the button smashing kind of control style found in like SmackDown games for PlayStation. I'd rather be able to grapple, do whole kind of wrestling. And hopefully it has some psychology in it, like No Mercy had. I mean, if you work the leg long enough, the guy will start limping. He'll start clutching his leg. It's a good thing. Next up is Animal Forest Plus. That will be a game utilizing the GameCube, Game Boy Advance connectivity. It sounds fun, I guess. I don't know. I'm just curious to see how it is. I know they included some classic games on it. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, I know. And I think Adventures in Clue Land, but don't quote me on that. It follows your calendar, it will follow the American calendar according to the date that you set on the GameCube. So, like, when Christmas time rolls around, you'll celebrate Christmas in the game, that kind of thing. Game Boy Advance. When I get money, I want to buy Mario Kart Super Circuit. I just like Mario Kart games. They're great. Games that haven't been released yet. Mega Man Battle Network 2. I loved the first one. very nice variation on the Mega Man game. Very new style, kind of an RPG. It's a bold move for a Mega Man game. I liked it. Mega Man Zero, where you play as Zero, not as Mega Man. Apparently Mega Man is now the villain in this particular one, from some malfunction or something, whatever. But don't worry, he'll be sure to revert back to the normal Mega Man that we all know and love. The second Smash Pack, that had... I don't know what the hell it had, but it had Golden Axe. I loved Golden Axe when I was a kid. I loved playing it in the arcades. So I'm going to get the game just for that. Robotech, the Macross Saga. I liked the Macross game. We sought a robot for the fighting, and blah, 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 blah. I like the game, so I'm going to get the Game Boy Advance one when it comes out. I know it's not going to be like the Famicom, or whatever the hell it was for. Yeah, Famicom version, but oh well. It's still Macross. Robotech, whatever the hell. I wrote down Shining Soul, but I don't even remember what kind of game that was. I'm thinking it was an RPG. I don't know. Oh well. But those are the games I'm looking forward to. Not all of them, obviously. I'm looking forward to Zelda for the GameCube, and I'm kind of apprehensive about Metroid Prime, because it is a first-person shooter, and my track record with first-person shooters isn't really that good. I tend to cheat a lot to win, particularly in like Quake 2. I can't beat the game without cheating, but oh well. I'll talk about Xbox, since the RA for the floor below me, he brought his brothers up for a week. The control, I know that people have said it's huge, it's a planet for a controller, but you get used to it. Whenever I played, like, I didn't know which buttons were which, simply because I haven't played with it that much, but you get the hang of it. It feels kind of comfortable once you get a feel for it. I still prefer the GameCube's controller, though, but that's personal preference. Probably because I've been playing my GameCube a lot more than my friend's Xbox. Anyway, I played Halo with him, and against him. With him, it's really hard. Well, for me, it was hard to see what the hell I was shooting at unless they were up close. But then again, the TV is about 6 feet from the ground, bolted onto the wall. So, it's kind of small. I would attribute it to that, but I'm not sure how it is on a TV that I would use. But I still had problems trying to see the enemy, particularly like when the lighting was dark. I didn't notice, like, a lot of the levels look the same. I know that was a complaint at PennyArcade.com. But it's a fun game. There wasn't really a big variety of weapons, or at least in levels I played. You did get to use vehicles, which is a lot of fun. In the multiplayer, my friend kicked my ass, obviously. You got to use the vehicles if you wanted to. There's a Scorpion, which is a big-ass tank, which has a machine gun, and a rocket launcher. There's the Warthog, but that one kind of sucks because you can't drive it and fire at the same time, whereas the Scorpion you can. There's the Banshee, which has, like, dual, like, photon pistols, or I don't know. Control's kind of iffy on that one, just because it hovers and you can flip over and all that crap. There was the Banshee. That was the Ghost, is the hover one. The Banshee, you can fly. I didn't get to control that one, unfortunately. What else to say about it? It's a nice game. If I had an Xbox, obviously it'd be one of the first purchases I'd make. But but moving on. I played some football game. I don't know how football games are supposed to be played, how video game football games are, but I did okay. I held my own. Project Gotham Racing, I sucked hard at it until I switched over to a first-person view, but still, you'd think the cars would go faster than like 100 miles, or not even 100 miles, like 70 miles per hour. Depending on the car you choose, the control of the car is different. I kept sliding into the rails. My friend told me it acts like a real racing game should, or how a real car should. You can't take corners at like 100 miles per hour, obviously. I didn't really get the hang of that because I'm used to playing games where I can take turns at 100 miles per hour and everything was fine. Probably be helpful if I actually knew how to drive, if I had my driver's license, but I digress. Then I played Dead or Alive 3. Lots of bouncing breasts, obviously. They had pro wrestlers, which I liked. I named every pro wrestling move that I saw. That's how big of a geek I am. And I still got my ass handed to me. And that's it. I don't know what you people want more from me. If you stayed listening to this for the 33 minutes and counting, getting close to 34 minutes, I feel sorry for you. Because I just did that. I paused, I hesitate a lot, and it probably sucks to listen to this, but since Brian Kilby is, I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him in a while. And Mottboy wanted more material. Particularly Recharge wanted more material, so his little segment could get on the air. I have done this for him, and I've rambled on and on and on, and I've made a whole bunch of mistakes because I didn't even know what the hell I was going to talk about. Hopefully, this will not happen again. Hopefully, I'll be prepared next time. Maybe have like an outline of things I want to talk about. But this is the great Mr. Ow, a.k.a. Megatron33, for standing in for Brian Kilby, at least in part, for Radio Free Cybertron. Have a nice day.
And thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron. We'd like to thank everyone who helped out with today's show. We'd like to thank everyone out there who sent the nice emails to me. I love you so much. And we'd like to thank you for listening. Tune back, hopefully next week. It might be 2 weeks before we have another RFC, but we will have another RFC. I promise you that. I promise. From Brian Kilby to you. Scout's honor.
Been gone too long, it's good to be back. I'm dead loose from the news. That's kept me hanging about. I'm looking at the sky, cause it's getting me high. Forget the hearse, cause I never die. I got nine lives, cat's eyes. I'm using every one of them and running wild. Cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know I'm back in black. Yeah, I'm back in black. Yeah, I'm back in black. A Cadillac number one with the bullet on my power pack. Cause I'm in a bang with a gang. They gotta kiss me if they want me to hang. Cause I'm back in the track and I'm beating the flag. Nobody's gonna get me on another ramp. No, look at me now. I'm just making my play. I want a pretty look, get out of my way. And I'm back. Yeah,
Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know I'm back. Back. Back in black. Well, I'm back in black. I'll play here. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know I'm back.
And then we're gonna get it up, record a song.